Well, what's happened with Western Australian remote communities is around 18 months ago, the federal government withdrew its funding for municipal and essential services for those communities, which it had been funding for some 40 years. And the Western Australian government refused to pick up the tab. So both those governments withdrew funding for services that communities around Australia take for granted as citizens. That was rightly met with a degree of outrage from many, that would lead to closures of communities. And Premier Barnett actually said that around a year ago. Since then, there's been some engagement by the Western Australian government, limited, I might say, to try and work through some of the issues. And so the roadmap to reform document came out of that. The issue is that there's still very small communities that they're saying that they won't continue to provide those basic services for. And that, from a rights perspective, is just not acceptable. There are some other positive initiatives in the roadmap, but that fundamental question is still yet to be resolved.
I think also what's still to be resolved are which of the communities are going to be denied those services. They haven't announced that yet.
That's right. And those communities have been living with a huge degree of uncertainty. What the reform, a roadmap to reform document said was that they would fund initially 10 larger towns, regional towns, for extra housing and extra services. But they didn't talk about what would happen to the other towns and the smaller towns in terms of service provision. They've talked about assisting transition to self-sufficiency, but it's absolutely opaque as to what that might mean. And underpinning that for some of those small towns is still the threat of a removal of those basic services that Australians in communities around the country take for granted.
Antar's pointed out that if it was a non-Indigenous town, this wouldn't happen.
Well, that's right. I mean, you know, it's a basic citizen right to have some basic services provided for by the state. The overall thrust of the reform agreement seems to be we'll fund a limited number of larger regional towns and we'll encourage Aboriginal people to live in those rather than on the homelands that they've been living on for many years. And that not an acceptable response to, you know, the issue of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people living on country and on their homelands. You know, I would refer to that as closing communities by stealth. I mean, if you don't provide basic services that every other town, small or large, takes for granted and needs to function, then you're essentially closing down that community. Now, they may not, you know, physically remove people from those communities, but basically starving them of the services that every citizen around the country takes for granted. You know, one thing with the reform agreement is that it at least has put some of the government's thinking out there for public scrutiny and for discussion. And I think what, you know, that's an opportunity to sit down again and cast the net much wider with the engagement and consultation around how it could be improved and ensuring that services continue to be provided in those smaller remote communities.